Okay, so we talked about where's the middle of the world, which we explained. The middle of the world is chronologically, it's between the 2,000 years of Torah to the 2,000 years of Mashiach. And after the 2,000 years of Torah is right in the middle, they said, look, we're in the middle. Where is your promise that Mashiach's here? And we said the middle is right here. It's you guys. You're bringing Mashiach closer. Not that you're taking over. Everything's part of the Mashiach process, as we say. Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim. Amen. Hashem is Boinei Yerushalayim. Every single step in the process is bringing the Geula yet a bit closer. So the process is that we're bringing Mashiach just a little bit closer each time. Did you get the new Sefer? In that pile, I put it for you. So I put your version in the bottom of there of the pile. So the process is to bring Mashiach closer, and it's boinei, the power of your empire. The power of your empire is not indicative of power. It's indicative of the fact that that's taking over and being ready to be overturned as soon as it starts. But this is the middle. What you're saying is the middle of the world, and is a proof that we're Hashem is not bringing Mashiach. It's just the opposite. So the going over here in Page Samach Beis, do you have to say it with you? No. So the going over here, he brings another place where this seems to be indicated, which is he says. So first he says the Isa Ein Ben David Basha Tisapech Hamalchus Kuloi Laminos Vamarava Maya Kersh Nemar Kuloi Hafach Lavan Taharu. Once it's all becomes. It's all tome, it's all love, and it's all tzaras. That's exactly when it's going to become tar. This is Pshat Chazal. It says that when the Talmidei Chachamim, Gedorim Kedushin, counted up the letters in the Torah. Where does the midpoint of the Torah? So if you'll ever learn Parsha Shmini, so Gochain. So Vav de Gochain Emtza Shel Torah. So the midpoint of the Torah is in the pasuk about called Hoylech Al Gochain. The thing which goes, a snake which goes on its stomach is tummy. So why is the midpoint of the Torah, Dafka the Pasuk, that speaks about the Nachash? Why is big Torah in this? I'm saying, so we already discussed the fact that Nachash is Mashiach, basically, right? Because Nachash is the evil tzad that Mashiach is coming from. And the our point, right? So the middle of the Torah, the midpoint, is right by Gachin. In other words, V'amru Hoylech al Gachin zeNachash Ein Lo Raglayim Shekotzetzu Raglav Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim. That means that the snake represents the entire world of Sheker. It represents the entire world of the opposite of the emes, because the whole idea of the nachash is to cover over the truth. The idea of the nachash is to make it you can't see what's really going on. That's why Mashiach has to come and overturn the nachash. The only reason Yishai dies, Yishai zeu nachash, because Yishai, the Gemara says Yishai zeu nachash shemes beitav shel nachash, like we said, because the only reason he dies is because of the metzias of the nachash and the bria. That's the koyach to cover over the truth. So he convinces Adam to bechayte, and he has no raglaim, because sheker ain't no raglaim. So the midpoint of the Torah is exactly at nachash. V'chayta nachash shakafar be'elokim, ki yadua b'pirkei d'Rabbi v'amru hamina haman min haTorah minayin shenemar hamina eitz hazeh. That haman min haTorah is exactly the chait of the nachash, meaning to say, covering over the truth is comes from the nachash's koyach, and the midpoint of the Torah is there. So, what's the opinion of the midpoint of the Torah? That it's, I guess, it's the same idea that when like he's saying here, the same way that you think the midpoint is where. Now we should start being seeing the truth. Sometimes in order to see the truth, you have to see the sheker first. The sheker in the world we live in, at least, the emes is not going to come out just like that. Oh, here's the emes. The only way that the emes is going to come out is by defeating the sheker. So instead of making this philosophy and that philosophy and this philosophy, it's going to be complicated to defeat it. Hashem wants the whole world to be taken over by one philosophy that in one fell swoop, you could just unravel the whole thing and the Mashiach will come. So the midpoint of the world is exactly where the sheker is. That's the point where we can tap into that to bring out the truth. And that's the midpoint of the Torah as well, is also from the Gochin of the Nachash. Now, I believe that there's a big soidos. Look, he Miram is here, the Gra. The Amru Vav devizos at Sarach Lemim Machtinu. There's an Indian of the Vav also. It's because the Vav is the connector. First of all, Vav means connecting. Second of all, the Vav. What? Right. The Vav is Vav Ahipuch. It connects past to present. The Vav is connecting words. So it's where the transition is from the Emes to the Sheker, basically, is exactly in the Vav point. But the transition from the Emes to Sheker is you're still seeing the Sheker. You have to overturn it. And that's the point where you want to start overturning it is in the Sheker itself. The point where you want to overturn the truth, overturn to get to start bringing out the truth is in the Sheker itself. So it's the Vav is the connection over there. But that's Vizel. I don't know if he means that in the Aseres B'nei Haman, what if the Vav of Vizasa is big? It's longer, right? So it's again in the Vav of the Aseres B'nei Haman, which is Haman is the Nachash. So the Vav is larger because that's also it's the place that we can connect from the Emes to the Sheker. Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's the Vav in the Gachin. Right. Vizel go to Vav the Gachin Shetzarach L'mach Mimachtinu. Why the Vav of Gachin is large also? Okay. So, well, we start seeing it from before. That's happened, right? By Pinchas, the Kanoiskin of Vav Ketia. Right, what's that by? That the Vav Ketia is by Pinchas, by Bekanais Kinas. Hinani Noisin Lo is Brisi Shalom. So the Vav of Shalom is cut. So what's that Indian? I'm not sure. He's saying it's connected. Well, Mustafa is connected. It's you know, it could be the same idea a little bit because. It's actually fits very well because Pinchas was Gufa bringing out the MS by destroying the Sheker, right? He was Gufa, the Midas MS was Mechayiv not to allow this Chet to continue. And then bringing out the Shalom by Gufa overturning the Sheker. So it's also that point of, I don't know why Ketia, maybe it should be longer. I don't know. That's this Indian. Okay. Now, Givaldic. So that's this piece over here. Okay. Now let's see if they wanted to see if they explain one thing which I didn't understand from the thing itself, to be honest with you. So there was one thing I wanted to see how he explains better was the rope. What do you want with? What do you want to show with the rope? So, one second. So the end, the girl comes to explain a big kasha, which I think she was asking the question, which is that Lemaisa, the question was that you're after the 2,000 years of Torah, and now you're in the 2,000 years of Mashiach. Okay. So what's your answer? No. I'm letting you guys get some power, Gufa, to bring Mashiach. I mean, if it's the 2,000 years of Mashiach, you should see the Mashiach right away. That was their whole question. So, L'chairo, where do you find a precedent for the fact that during the time of Mashiach itself, there's still room for the other side to succeed? I get it. It's part of the process. That should have all been in the 2,000 years of Torah, all this. And then, if you're right, then we should have become powerful. We should have become strong. And then 2,000 years of Mashiach should have ushered in the new era. Where do you find precedent that during the 2,000 years of Mashiach itself, we should find this type of behavior? So he says that there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? It's pasuk in Zechariah. It says Pishnayim bo yikarisu, v'ashlishis yoyser bo, v'evesias ashlishis v'tziraftum kitzirufas hakesef. So he says that Shlish shall yimoysa Mashiach. He says that there's a nevuah in Zechariah, and he brings a pasuk in nevuah in that he, Hashem showed him with a rope that two-thirds of the rope is going to be a problem, and one-third of the rope is going to be kesef. Meaning to say that even in the Mashiach process, two-thirds of the rope is still going to be held by the other side. Only one-third of the rope is going to be held by kesef. It's going to be when you see the ikvus of the Mashiach is in the last third. I don't know the math, and someone's going to come up with the last third is exactly when the Gra was born, whatever. But the point is that he asked for a rope. Why did he ask for a rope? Why did he ask for a rope to measure half the world? He asked for the rope to set to end it, to make a reference to the Nevuah of Zechariah. The Nevuah of Zechariah was where two-thirds of the rope was still brittle and hard and not kishmak. Only the last third of the rope was made out of silver. So yeah, we're in the Mashiach messianic times, and this is all part of the process, but we're already told by the Nevi'im that that the beginning of the process will be difficult. And that Nevuah was shown with the rope. So he tells him, where's the half of the world? Why are you saying Mashiach's coming? So he says, it's right here. This is part of Mashiach. He says, how do you know? Bring me a rope. Meaning this was already predicted by the Nevi'im in the Nevuah about the rope. That it showed us that's going to happen. So that's what he says. That's how he learns that issue with the rope. And he says, I don't know if you can figure out this last part, what he says here, but he says, Umi yeimar, aislu ashli umishru. So the Goyen wants to know, why is a rope called an ashli in this context? So here's the words, and someone can help me figure it out. I see Ashli Umishru, bring an Ashli and we'll measure. Va'omar Ashli, why dafka the word Ashli? Al Inyan Eshel, Shloisha Gavanim, Shetisapich Kuloi Lilovan, Shlishi Migavanim, Vizemuchach Shehocha. So bring me Adam, Adam Shachar Lavan, meaning to say that Eshel is Rashi Tevis Adam Shachar Lavan, which means the end of the process is Lavan. That's what he's saying. The end of the process is Kulay Hafach Lavan, and also become Tame, like the Tzaras. So there's a process here. It's Adam Shachar Love. In order for Mashiach to come, you need to turn everything into Lavan. You need in the process to turn everything into Lavan. That's what he's saying. He's saying Dafka of here. V'Amar Ashli Al Inyan Eshel Shlosha Gavanim Shetisavah Kulay Lavan. It's building up to Lavan. Eshel is Adam. First, it starts with red Shachar. But then everything turns lavan. Everything turns tamei, like white, tzaras. And only then can Mashiach come. So he says, bring me the eshel, this is the rope, which is the remez to the two-thirds, one-third. But in that remez, you have the lavan, which is saying where everything will turn lavan. And therefore, v'zeo muchach shehacha. And that's why he says, you know where Mashiach, the process of bringing Mashiach is? Right here in this room. I'm looking at you guys that are a bunch of Rishonim controlling the world. That's exactly the part of the Mashiach process. So that's why he used the rope to bring out this point. So we learned tonight about the rope, and we learned tonight also about another rem is where in the middle do you see the tumah is the greatest place where you can now make that. The middle point is always where the transfer starts happening, is in the tumah itself. And that's why the middle point of the Torah is in the gochin also of the nachash. Okay? Unbelievable. Okay. Shkoyach. Thanks for helping out. Okay. Rough one today. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you.